Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Playboy Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Playboy Comic, and I'm going to do the sports report, G Money Sports Report. So let's talk about the NFL. All right, DJ Papa D, how you doing, man? How's the weather in Oakland about this time of day?
I'm doing all right. Nice sunny day. Not rainy like it was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, I know it's not cold like it is in Las Vegas, where it's getting down to 40 degrees and getting colder every day. So that's why I'm inside doing my radio show. I'm in the hallway, so I'm not trying to go out in that cold weather, man. I was out in the weather this morning when I went to the doctor, and, man, I'm so glad I'm inside right now. It's blowing outside. The wind is gushing. It's like 50-mile-an-hour winds out there right now. It's really bad. So for anybody that's outside in Las Vegas, I feel it. I feel you. If you got to be outside, and I hope you got some warm clothes on because that wind is whipping around really bad. But anyway, let's talk G Money Sports Report. Let's talk about the NFL. We got wild card games coming on this weekend. So they got, I think we got 8 teams that are playing in the AFC and 8 teams in the NFC. So let's talk about those games. Let's talk about the NFC first. Who's playing in the NFC?
All right. in the NFC. Let me get this together.
Well, I'll let you know, the first team in the NFC, the number one team, is the San Francisco 49ers. They are the number one team in the NFC. And who would they be playing? I don't know. But they're ranked number one in the NFC right now. And I guess.
Yeah. So the 49ers are ranked number one in the NFC, which is why they're not playing this weekend.
Okay. Well, they're not
because the number one team in the NFC and the number one team in the AFC both have a bye.
Okay. So who's the number two team in the NFC? Is that the Dallas Cowboys?
I can tell you in 1 second. Well, you know, I'd have to go back to the NFC standings and try to calculate. Look at all the standings, and then figure it out, because they don't have them listed from number one to number 16. They have them listed by specific division. So,
okay.
So in the NFC, the Lions, the 49ers, and the Cowboys all had 12 wins and 5 losses. But I think the 49ers won, so they have a bye. Okay? So the other teams that are playing in the NFC, the Green Bay Packers are playing the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas.
Oh, the Packers. Okay, that's good. They made it without Aaron Rodgers. Oh, that's excellent. Okay, so the Green Bay Packers are representing the NFC, and they're playing against the Dallas Cowboys. Okay,
right.
That's 1 and 2, or 2 and 3 right there. Okay, what about number 4, the Rams? Are they playing the Detroit Lions? Because the Rams is the number 4 team.
The LA Rams are playing the Detroit Lions in Detroit. I was wondering, I know you've already chosen your winners, but we did that on Tuesday. So you want to go ahead and choose them again, just so your listening audience can hear who you choose?
Okay, sure. Tell me who's playing, and okay. I'll tell you who I'm picking to be the winner of that game.
So I got the Green Bay Packers playing Dallas Cowboys. And they're giving the Packers 7 points.
Oh, well, I think Dallas is going to be the number one team in that game, so I'm gonna pick Dallas Cowboys to win. So I'll pick them in the over. Yeah, I'll pick the Dallas Cowboys in the over for the win. Yeah.
They should
come in real strong since they have a dynamite offense. I don't know about their defense, but their offense is playing off the chain. So Dallas Cowboys for the win. Okay. And the next game, I guess, is the Detroit Lions and the Los Angeles Rams.
Right, unless you want to go in the order that the games are going to be played. But we can go to the Rams and the Lions. So the L.A. Rams are playing the Detroit Lions in Detroit, and they're giving the Rams 3 points.
Ooh, giving the Rams 3 points? Well, I want Detroit to win. I want Detroit to go to the Super Bowl, so I want them to win. So I'm going to take Detroit and the over for the win. What's the total point?
Total points is 51.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take Detroit and over. Because with the Rams, there's going to be a high-scoring game. And Detroit's going to have to really score a lot of points to beat the Rams. So I'm looking for Detroit to win and to make their move all the way to the NFC Championship game. Okay. So I picked Dallas and I picked Detroit. So that's two games.
Right.
And who else is playing in the NFC?
The Philadelphia Eagles are playing Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, and they're giving Tampa Bay 3 points.
Oh, Philly made it even though they lost last week? Okay. Well, I guess so. All right. Well, I'm going to take Philly over Tampa Bay. I'll take Philly all day long. So what's the total points of that game?
Total points is 43.
43? Oh, yeah. I'll take Philadelphia Eagles for the win and the over for that game. Because I don't think Tampa Bay is a high-scoring team. They may have a good defense, though, and if they defend well, then they may shut Philadelphia down. Because Philadelphia hasn't been playing good in the last 6 weeks. They really haven't played well. I'm surprised they even made the playoffs. But I guess they had a good win-loss record. So that's why they made the playoffs. Okay. So in that game, I'm picking Philly playing Tampa Bay. I'm taking Philly all day against Tampa Bay. So I got Dallas, I got Detroit, and I got Philly. Now, do we have another two teams in the NFC that are playing?
So that's it. There's only three games in the NFC and three games in the AFC.
Okay. The other game is going to be the San Francisco 49ers, but they're not playing in the NFC playoffs
right now. They get a bye.
Okay. They get a bye. Okay, so what about the AFC? The Baltimore Ravens are going to get a bye because they're the number one team in the AFC. So who's number two and number three in the AFC?
So in the AFC, the Cleveland Browns are playing the Houston Texans in Houston. And they're giving the Texans 2 points.
Oh. Well, they say Texans are back. That's what everybody's talking about, how the Texans are going to be playing for the championship. They think Texans are going to the Super Bowl. But I don't think so. I'm going to take Cleveland for the win over Texas, Houston, Texas. And what's the total point?
Total point is 44.
44? Okay. I'm going to take Cleveland and the over for the win. Cleveland has a good offense, and their defense is good, too. So they should shut Houston down. Okay.
All right.
So Browns, I got Cleveland for the win. All right. Who's the other two teams in the AFC?
Game number two, the Miami Dolphins are playing the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. And they're giving the Dolphins 4.5 points.
They're giving the Dolphins 4 points? 4.5.
4.5.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I don't know. Let me think about that. Kansas City plays really well, and they are the defending Super Bowl champion, even though Miami is the number one team in the East, in the AFC East. So, I don't know. They kind of beat up on Buffalo real good, and they beat Cincinnati. And they beat Cleveland. So, I don't know.
You know, the Dolphins and the Chiefs ended up with the same record, 11-6.
Oh, really? They both got 11
yep.
and 6 wins, 11 wins and 6 losses?
Yep. Which was
yeah,
the same as the Cleveland Browns. And the Buffalo Bills. They all got them.
The Kansas City Chiefs lost, like, the last four games they played, though. They didn't end the season on a winning note. They lost the
That's
last
not true.
Four
they beat the Chargers last week, 13-12. The week before that, they beat the Cincinnati Bengals, 25-17. The week before that, they beat the Raiders 20-14. No, I'm sorry, they lost to the Raiders 20-14. The week before that, though, they beat the Patriots 27-17. So your idea that the Chiefs have lost their last whatever games is incorrect.
Oh, did they play Buffalo? Did they beat Buffalo? No, they lost to Buffalo.
That's not what you said, though. You said they lost their last four games, and the reality is they won their last – out of their last four games, they won three and they lost one. That's what I was speaking to. So, but you said that they beat the – they beat the who? Who are you talking about, them beating?
Buffalo.
Let me see. Buffalo, Bills, and – yeah, they lost to Buffalo in week 14, 20-17.
Yeah. Okay. So any of the teams that were pretty good, they lost against. They beat the sorrier teams, but they lost to the good teams. That's what I meant. Okay. So who's playing now? Kansas City's playing at Miami, right?
They are playing.
Playing? Or
yeah,
Cleveland.
They're playing the Dolphins.
They're
playing the Dolphins.
They're playing the Dolphins. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. The Dolphins are on a run. They're beating everybody now. I guess I want to take Miami over Kansas City. Let's try it.
The
now.
Dolphins.
Miami
the Dolphins
over.
Aren't necessarily on a run. They lost last weekend to the Bills. The weekend before that, the Dolphins lost to the Ravens. And the week before that, they beat the Cowboys. And the week before that, they beat the Jets. Okay. So out of the last four games, they won two and they lost two.
Okay. They had to beat Buffalo to win the division, though. So they beat Buffalo to win the AFC West, AFC East division. And
no, they lost.
They lost to the Bills.
They lost.
The Bills
beat
the Dolphins 21-14 last weekend.
Oh, so the Bills ended up winning the division.
No.
Oh.
The Ravens won.
Huh?
Oh, you mean the division. The division.
The division.
Yes. Yes.
AFC East.
Right. They both had 11 wins and 6 losses, but the Bills, for some reason, won the division.
Yeah, they lost. They lost. The Bills lost to Atlanta. I mean.
But they won the division. Miami.
But the Bills won the division. They lost to Miami, but they won the division. I thought
right.
The team. Oh, okay. I'm confused. Cause I thought Miami won the division. But you're saying they lost the game to Buffalo. So Buffalo won
right.
the division.
Well, I don't know if they won because they lost. Well, yeah, they did lose because they lost to Buffalo. But, again, both Buffalo and Miami had the same record. So I think the week before that, the Bills beat the Patriots. So going into that last game, the Bills were 11-6, and the Bills were 10-6, and the Dolphins were 11-6 going into that last game. And then the Bills won, which made them 11-6, but it pushed them ahead of the Dolphins, I guess. They must have a better something else than the Dolphins have.
Okay. So who's playing now? We're talking about Miami playing Kansas City.
Right. Miami Dolphins are playing the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, and they're giving the Dolphins 4.5 points.
Okay. I'm going to take Kansas City for the win because they're the defending champions and they're playing at home in Kansas City. So I'm going to take Kansas City for the win over the Miami Dolphins.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to take Kansas City. Over Miami.
Okay. 43.
Okay.
So over or under?
Over. Over.
Kansas. All right. Chiefs
City
and
over.
And game number 3. Game number 3, but it's actually game number 1 on Sunday. The Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, and they're giving the Steelers 9 points.
They're giving the Steelers 9 points? Well, that sounds about right. They should, because I think the last time they played, it gave the other team the more points. And Pittsburgh was the underdog. Yeah, Pittsburgh was the underdog. But they gave the other team the more points. So I'm going to take, did you say Buffalo's playing Pittsburgh? I'm taking, Denver playing Pittsburgh. I'm taking Buffalo against Pittsburgh. I don't think Pittsburgh is that good. I don't think they can earn a win to keep playing in the playoffs. I think they're going to get eliminated this round. So I'm taking the Buffalo Bills and the over for the win. What's the total point?
Total point is 35.
Should be 55.
35.
35, that's all? Wow.
35.
Wow, okay. Maybe because Pittsburgh is in a big scoring game and they think that Buffalo is going to win, but they won't win by a lot. And I'm taking Buffalo, I'm taking the Buffalo Bills and the over for the win.
All righty.
I don't think Pittsburgh deserves to be in the playoffs. So I'm rooting that they get beat this round. All right.
All right.
So who is the last team, the last game in the AFC? Do we have
that was the last game in the AFC?
Oh.
Or yeah.
Oh, that was the last one.
Yep.
Okay.
So there's six games this weekend. Three in the NFC and three in the AFC.
Okay. And all six games are being played this weekend. Three Saturday and three Sunday?
No. There are two games. Hold on. There are two games on Saturday, three games on Sunday, and one game on Monday. So on Saturday, the Browns play the Texans and the Dolphins play the Chiefs. On Sunday, the Steelers play the Bills and the Packers play the Cowboys, and the Rams play the Lions. And on Monday night, it's the Eagles versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Who did you say the Rams play?
The Rams play the Detroit Lions.
Oh, the Lions. Okay. And they play them Sunday night.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And who plays Monday night?
The Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday night.
Oh, okay. Monday night is going to be the worst game of the weekend. Okay. Sounds good. And I'm taking Philadelphia to beat Tampa Bay on Monday night. All right. That's good. All right. So that's what my predictions are for the weekend. I'm taking Dallas. I'm taking Detroit. I'm taking Philadelphia, and I'm taking Buffalo, and I'm taking Kansas City. That's
one
my
more
pick.
One more.
Who's the other one? The Rams.
Cleveland Browns are playing. The Cleveland Browns are playing the Houston Texans in Houston.
Oh, well, I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns against the Houston Texans because I don't think Houston deserved to be in the playoffs either. But I'm going to take Cleveland because they've been playing really good. So I'm taking Cleveland for the win. And that's my predictions for the weekend. So we'll see what happens this weekend. G Money's predictions come true, then we're going to have a real interesting wild card part two weekend. Yeah. The second week of the wild card season to be really good. All right.
Come on now.
All right. Well, That's G Money Sports Report. So let's take a commercial break and play some stories. We got plenty of stories to share with the listening audience. So, DJ, let's play some stories for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots. And the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shots. After shot, after shot, after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
Make no mistake about it. The West Side motherfucking connection.
Crippin' and riding, sitting on pace.
Your life is just
making all the holes funny. The dog.
S and double O, don't forget the P pimp. 100 million later, and I'm still on that G shit. Been all around the world on my LBC shit. 213 click, wish Nathan see this. Recognize me when it's in your face, and when I pull up, all you hear is everlasting hey. Say what up to my young life, give that to the G's. Kiss the munchies and mice, that's happy to see. Snoopy D goes up on where you be, but live a baller's life. Rest in peace, Kobe and Shishi. LA ain't been the same since we lost the homie dips. Oh, out a little nigga pop. Dipping the siding, crippin' and riding, sitting on candy tape. Dressing and finessing, looking like a blessing. Making all the homes right.
The dog.
415, put a zap on my lap. Riding through the ghetto, all you hear is the slap.
Everybody
throwing up gang signs. Throwing up gang signs.
And this ain't a million reasons why you can't fuck with D-Tops. I'm the biggest influence in hip-hop. 11, I can't stop.
Throwing up gang signs. Throwing up gang signs.
I gotta be the number one supplier. I keep you higher than Richard Pryor, I've been new cash lives limited. While I got black cards for all of my businesses. And this ain't a million reasons why you can't fuck with D-Tops. I'm the biggest influence in hip-hop. 11, I'm taking all bets, fuck it, I'm all in. And when I'm finished with this business, I will be number one. Started off in the turntables, but look how the tables turn. You can't imagine what my label earned. I gross more in a year than most niggas are making their whole career. I'm only here.
Dipping and sliding, crippin' and riding, sitting on candy.
Came too far to quit.
Dressing and finessing, looking like a blessing.
I'm too in love with this shit, plus I came too far to quit.
Oh, 15, put the zap on my lap. Riding through the ghetto, all you hear is the slap.
Everybody
throwing up gang signs. Throwing up gang signs.
And this ain't a million reasons why you can't fuck with D-Tops. I'm the biggest influence in hip-hop. 11, I can't stop.
Throwing up gang signs. Throwing up gang signs.
It's the Don, where's the villain? Who you killing? Oh, we hate him, come verbatim him with this cat pillin. Top pillin, make a million. Paparazzi chase us through the tunnel in the Maserati. Now they got me a hard copy, didn't have to shoot Versace. Yet you still wanna watch me, motherfuckers waste their whole fucking life and a day, hoping that we can reunite in WA. Try to surface, get nervous, more nervous. She can just turn into the circus, standing over the conference. You look like the kind of nigga that'll press charges. We the largest, we the biggest, we the niggas. With the attitude, we longitude, you latitude. Have some gratitude to the niggas that started this shit. Been around forever, bitch, we smart as this shit.
Hold 15, put the zap on my lap. Riding through the ghetto, all you
here is the slide. Everybody throwing up gang signs. Throwing up gang signs.
And it's 8 million reasons why you can't fuck with D-Tops. I'm the biggest influence in hip-hop.
11.
I can't stop.
Throwing up gang signs. Throwing up gang signs.
Pick my city up from the giddy up, new yiddy up. Just like the metro chest at my titty bus. Heat him up, kiss a young city buff. Been pretty plus sex in the city with pretty lady, yeah, pretty much. But all that pretty ain't really us. What's really up and what is trustworthy if you ain't worthy to really trust? This hook's the problem, this uppercut is to lift him up. A pop and that's apparent, I call his parents to pick him up. What's all this pushing up, changing face with the nip touch? Wanted all the juice that you fish up. Method, I ain't changed to say what. I'm more like Heavy D, Mr. Big Stuff. Before they had injections for big what? Some big clutch, pocket full of Giannis, that's big bucks. No cap and silly snappers, I'm big bruh. They're trying to fight the power like Big Chuck. I'm trying to tell these cowards they get touched. It's time to brush eyes like Krypton.
Oh, bitch, move with a zap on my lap. Riding through the ghetto, all you hear is the slap. Everybody throwing up gang signs. Throwing up gang signs.
And this ain't million reasons why you can't fuck with D-Tops. I'm the biggest influence in hip-hop.
11.
I can't stop.
Throwing up gang signs. Throwing up gang signs.
First off, I want to thank the pioneers for making this possible. Fake humbleness, snake dummy shit is intolerable.
Yeah,
I know some niggas that'll damage your squad. You amateurs play with a man, I send savages charge. It ain't no sit down, too late to fix it. You about to take a visit to your maker. Ass kissing don't make a difference. Cash giving might give you a patch, you can pay me. But I'm too rich now, so all that money you can save it. So get down on the pavement. Hanging with Nas, tell your homies how your day with you. Rocking with Cream is nothing short of amazing. Feel me, I boosted the street rap, the truth of a beach rap. The earth been here over a billion years, deep rap. That new S-class riding music with your feet jack. I'm the student who grew up to teach rap. Deep facts, spit that Nas with his teeth crack. I fuck they retreat back. The smooth criminal on beat break, beat break.
Break, break. Power, hip-hop, yeah. Throwing up gang signs. Throwing up gang signs.
And it's 8 million reasons why you can't fuck with D-Tops. I'm the biggest influence in hip-hop.
11.
I can't stop.
Throwing up gang signs. Throwing up gang signs.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business because that was my fraternity name. And I was the stepmaster for our step team. You know, every fraternity does marches that they put on when they have a Greek show. And I was the leader of my step team. And we had put our march team together in 1979. After I pledged and became a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So I was going around leading all the marches, and we were marching in all the competitions. And after we marched in 81, I said, well, when we march in 82, we're going to be ready. So the whole year we marched.
Thank you.
every Wednesday was Greek Day, and we came out on the yard at the University of California at Davis, and we stepped. We put on a step show. We got new steps every week, and we got on and put on a new step show. We entertained the students at UC Davis with our fantastic step routine. And I was the leader, and I set the steps off. Every time we got out there to step, we would be dressed in blue pants and white shirts with white letters on our shirt. And I would be dressed in white pants with a blue shirt and blue letters on my shirt. Oh, man, I would be just the opposite because I was the leader. So I had to look different. And we would go out every week, every Wednesday at 12 noon. We would go to the quad, which was the lunch area, and they had a big patio area. And we would get out there and we would put on a show. And everybody'd be clapping and we'd have the whole audience. It'd be about 300 black students out there watching us throw down. And we had the A5A, that's the black fraternity of men that wear black and gold. And then we had the Kappa Alpha Psi. That's K-A Psi or Phi Nu Pi, a frat so nice. They had to name it twice. They wear red and white. And then we had Omega Psi Phi fraternity, which were purple and gold, and they were the dogs on the yard. And they were the cute dogs, Omega Psi Phi. And we'd get out there and say, brothers, Sigma dogs on the yard. We'd say, brothers, let's step down, huh? Let's throw down, huh? And we would start stepping. Step, 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 clap, 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 step. And everybody would go, wow, look at them get down. And we would march. And we would throw down. And then we'd march off the yard saying, yep, we came. We conquered and we swooped. Woo, we came. We conquered and we swooped. Woo, we came. We conquered and we swooped. Woo. And we walk off, and then we open the yard up for anybody else that wanted to get out there and throw down. But nobody wanted to compete with Phi Beta Sigma steppers out of UC Davis. They knew we were the dogs on the yard, and they couldn't compete with us. So nobody would step with us that day. And we'd go off the yard, and we'd go over to our sweetheart. And we had 30 girls that were our sweethearts, and we'd go and hug and kiss them, and they would clap for us and applaud for us, and we'd walk off the yard with the girls following behind us. And everybody knew the blue and white brothers was the crew to be with, and we would go off, and that would be the end of the day. from 1981 all the way to May of 82. We stepped for a whole year. We stepped at every college campus in Northern California. We went to Sacramento State and stepped on the yard. And then after we threw down in Sacramento, we went to San Francisco. And we threw down at UC San Francisco. That's right, the University of California at San Francisco. And then we went to San Francisco State University. And we stepped on the yard there. And all the frats came out to watch the Sigmas throw down. Because they were surprised. They hadn't seen no brothers in the blue and white. We hadn't invaded Northern California yet, so everybody was surprised when the boys came out in blue and white and was stepping on the yard. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down, and we were putting on a show. And then we went to UC Berkeley, and we went on campus and threw down at the dance at UC Berkeley. That's University of California at Berkeley. Yes, we went up there and showed them what the blue and white could do, and we stomped all over their yard. And then we went to San Jose, and we stepped in a state competition at San Jose State, which was the Northern California stepping competition capital. And we went up there and threw down on state campus. And then we came back to UC Davis and stepped again. Every week we were throwing down. We were getting ready for the May Black Family Week in May at UC Davis. And when the showtime showed up at UC Davis, we were ready. We had been stepping for a whole year, and we were ready. And we had put together a fantastic step show, which everybody was surprised to hear that we had gotten new steps. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. Yep, we had white shoes, white pants, blue and white shirts. Oh, we came out dressed immaculately, and we were throwing down. And everybody was watching us, and oh, we threw down, and we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I took it personal. Like they had said, go, Gregory. Go, serious business. Do your thing, boy. And I put a couple of extra steps in there. And when it was time for us to do a double clap and then do a stutter step, I forgot the stutter step. And I went from a double clap to a triple clap, and I forgot the stutter step, so I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different, and I said, hold up, brother, let's start again. Let's go, and we started doing the step move, and I was thinking we're going to start from the beginning and work our way back through the triple clap. But some of the brothers in the line didn't know I meant start at the beginning. They thought I meant just start over where we messed up at. So they got confused. And I was doing one thing, and the brothers in the front of the line were doing something else, and the brothers in the back of the line were doing something different. So everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused, and the people in the audience knew we had messed up, and they started saying, you should practice at home. You don't come to the show and practice. and we were feeling all bad, and we were feeling upset, and we finished the show, and we marched off the field, and I was furious with my brothers. After I thought about it for years, and it's been 40 years since we've done the Step Show, and I thought about it every week, every night before I went to sleep, I thought about it. How did we mess up? Because I thought somebody had messed up. I didn't think it was me. We were so ready. We had marched all year. We were just ready. But I realized that I was the one that messed up the step by doing something totally different. And it was because of me that we didn't win the championship. And our brothers from L.A. came up again, and they put on a perfect step routine, and they won first place at our show. So they came up 2 years in a row and won first place at our step competition. And we were embarrassed. And so we went to San Jose State the next year, and we finished second place, which was our first trophy, but we couldn't enjoy it because the brothers that won first place was the brothers from L.A. They went up there and took first place again. So everywhere the Sigma stepped, everybody expected the brothers from L.A. to come up and win the show, but we were the best stepping chapter in Northern California. Why did L.A. have to come up and outstep us? That's what we were upset about.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's Storytime with GMoney.com.
Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
Right, step right, brother.
clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp, clap, step, step, stomp, clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp, clap, step, step, stomp. Five days six to get down. Want to get down. Oh, yeah. Get down, brothers, do the double step. Double step, double step. Get down, brothers, do the double step. Double step, double step. Five phase is system to get down. We want to get down. Big brother, serious business. Okay, let's doggy step. Doggy step. Brother, big breath. The doggy step. On two times. On three times. On four times. Marching up four times. On two times. On three times. Marching up. Doggy jumped it up. A by A. Kappa Alpha Psi. That's K-A Psi. Or Phi Nu Phi. A fresh so nice, they have to name it twice. Omega Psi Phi, Q Dog, Omega Psi Phi. Brother, Sigma Dog, Dummy Dog, let's step down, huh? Let's grow down. Step, 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 clap, 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 step, step, step. Get down insane, get down insane, get down insane. Whoa, 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 I fade out. Whoa, 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 I fade out. Barbada Sigma in the house. Barbada Sigma in the house. We came, we conquered and we swooped. Woo!
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money. The Playboy comes, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Greg Storm. There was a snail that went into a car dealership at a Camaro car dealer, and he talked to the salesman, and he told him he wanted to buy a red Camaro, and he wanted to put a big white racing stripe down the center of the car. And then on the doors, on the passenger door and on the driver's door, he wanted to put a giant S on each of the doors. And the salesman said, okay, we can do that. We have to order it from the warehouse, but we can definitely do that. So we can get the car delivered here in a couple of weeks. But just for my own information, why do you want a giant S painted on the doors of your car, on the driver's side and on the passenger side? I don't understand. Why do you want a giant S painted on the door? And the snail said, well, when people see me driving down the street in this fancy red Camaro with the white stripe down the middle, I want them to look at the car and say, look at that S car go. Look at that S car go. Yes, there will be a snail driving that big car, and he wants everybody to know it's an S car go. Woo! Well, I'm G Money, the Playboy comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. So, I have another joke for you. There was an artist that had some paintings hanging in an art gallery, and he went to the art gallery and he was walking around looking at his paintings on the wall, and he ran into the manager of the art gallery, and he asked the manager if anybody had ever come in and asked about his paintings. And the manager said, actually, there was somebody that came in and asked about your painting. And he was like, really? Really? Somebody asked about my painting? And he said, yeah. And he said, well, do you know the man's name? And he said, no, I don't know his name. But he did ask, if something were to happen to the artist, would the paintings go up in value? And I told him, of course they would go up in value. And the man bought four or five of your paintings. And the artist was excited. He said, he bought 4 or 5 of my paintings? Oh, that's fantastic. But you don't know his name? And the manager said, nope, I don't know his name. But he did tell me one thing. And the artist said, what did he tell you? He said, he told me that he was your doctor. Woo! I'm Jay Bonnie, the Playboy comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. All right. Well, I got a couple of more short jokes for you.
I had a friend that had like 10 strands of hair on her head. And she put grease on her hair and combed her hair to the side. And she called her hairstyle Dippity Doo. And I told her it's a dip, but it won't do. Woo. Hey, there was a snail. I mean, two flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo. And one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, hey, man, come on, give me a break. I'm eating here. Woo. Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? Do you know? Do you know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Woo. You know, I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring, and they put it on the Braille reading list, and they said the blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! You know, there was an old man that was a fisherman, and he was getting his boat ready to go out and go fishing. And he was getting his hooks and his lures and his line together with his fishing pole. And he got all his worms together to go out and fish. And he heard something say, pick me up and kiss me. And he was like, what? What did you say? And he was looking around for whatever was talking to him. And the person said, pick me up and kiss me. And he was like, what? What is that? Who are you and where are you at? And he was looking around the boat, and he looked over the edge of the boat, and he saw this frog in the water. And the frog said, pick me up and kiss me. And the man was like, pick you up and kiss you. And the frog said, yes, pick me up and kiss me, and you'll get a beautiful bride. And the man picked the frog up and was looking at him face to face. And the frog said, now kiss me, and you'll get a beautiful bride. And the man was thinking. He said, kiss you and get a beautiful bride? And the frog said, yes, me up. Now kiss me and get a beautiful bride. And the man looked at the frog, and then he stuck him in his front pocket on his jacket. And the frog looked up and said, how come you didn't kiss me? And the man said, well, at my age, I'd rather have a frog than a beautiful bride. I'd rather have a talking frog. That's what it is. A talking frog instead of a beautiful bride. Woo! Yep, I'm Gene Money, the Playboy comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. So, I don't know what the time is, but I think I see my dinner coming down the hall. And it's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, and I got to eat my dinner, don't you know? So, DJ Papa D, what time is it?
It's 4:50.
4:50. Okay. Well, that's good. I'm going to get out the air chair, and I'm going to go eat my dinner. And I'm going to see you guys tomorrow on Friday's radio show. So have a good evening. But before we go, I want to acknowledge all of the fans, the followers of the radio show, and all of my fan club members. I want to acknowledge their birthdays for the people that are celebrating their birthdays today. Today is January 10th, 2020. Four. No. not January 10th, January 11th, because the 10th was our anniversary. The 9th was our anniversary. That was Tuesday. So Wednesday, we didn't do a show. And then Thursday is today. So today is the 11th. And the anniversary was last Tuesday. On the 9th, we celebrated Phi Beta Sigma's annual Founders Day celebration. So, okay, DJ, play the birthday song. And I'm going to sing a birthday song for all of the birthday people. And then I'm getting out of here and I'm going to go eat my dinner. So, DJ Papa D, play the birthday song. And then I'm going to sing my song. And then I'm going to see you guys tomorrow on Friday's radio show.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're going to bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm going to have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, January 11th, 2024. Happy birthday to Aisha Johnson. Happy birthday to Tangela Tolliver Levinson. Happy birthday to Teresa Boykin. Happy birthday, Mia Kearney. Happy birthday, Brian Thompson. Happy birthday, Malik Murray. Happy birthday, Sharif Baker England. Happy birthday to Derek Robinson. Happy birthday to Tangela Butler. Happy birthday to Leticia Kirby. Happy birthday to Wayne Dennis. Happy birthday to LaWanda Gibson. Happy birthday to Tyrone Grant. Happy birthday to William Rollins. And last but not least, happy birthday to Andre Whitmore Sr. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday celebrating today, January 11th, 2024.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on January 11th, 2024. And I know God is blessing everybody and giving them exceptional lives. So I want to sing happy birthday to all of the birthday people. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may God bless you with everlasting life and life after death, that you live in the kingdom of heaven with our Lord and Savior. So without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And I'll see you tomorrow on the flip side of the time. So I'll see you on Friday radio show. Have a good Easter and good night. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we have more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners
can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.